Shalom to all. Today we're learning with Chayyus Parak Vav Mishadal Mishnah. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosas Asbas Rachel Shish Bezechra Finders Ziv Gagon Bikar of Mamish. And we're discussing Mumen on a Bechar. The Mishnah tells us Chatmoy Shenikav Shenifgam Shenistak. So we already have these three terms. Now we're discussing in regards to the nose. If the outside part of the nose has a hole in it, or it's missing a part, or it has a crack, meaning a cut in it, that's considered a mum. The key over here is the outside of the nose, not the inside, because the mum has to be visible. Now to another body part, Sfasai, its lip. Shenikva Shenifgam. Of a shenistika, that's also a mum. Now we want to discuss mouth issues. Chitav hachitzaynos, the outer teeth, meaning the front teeth, shenifgamu, if they're missing, oy shenigmamu, or if they're totally worn down and they don't stick out like they usually do. Vapnimiyos, or inner teeth, which means the back ones, shenekru, they got uprooted, that's considered a mum kavua. Now Rechaniv ben Tengenheimer, he says in Baitkin mina masimos lofnim, we don't check from the masimos, which are translated as molars. That's the teeth situated pretty far back. We don't check from those and even further back in the mouth, because that's considered the inside of the body. That's not considered outside or visible. And afloy esamazimois, we don't check the molars either. However, we do not pass like Chanin ben Ategnois. And moving on to Mishnah Hay, now discussing the private or reproductive organs of the animal. Nifgam hazoivon, the zoivon's missing part of it. That's some sort of sac or skin which holds the aver, the reproductive organ of the animal. So if that zoivon is missing a piece, it's not going to heal on its own, and that's a mum. If it's missing completely, it will regrow. So over here we're talking about where he has it, but it's missing a piece. Oy, Ariosh on the cave of Amagdashin, or we're talking about a female animal that's designated as a different carbon. We know that a Bechar is male, so obviously we can't be talking about a female Bechar. This is just talking about a different carbon. It's a female. If it's Ariosh, which is the outer part of its private area that's visible, if that's missing a part. Now on to the tail. Nifkam Hazanov, if the tail is missing a piece, Minha Etzem, from the bone, that's not going to grow back, so that's a mum. Avaloy Minha Perek, but not from the joint, which is basically part of the soft part of the tail. That's not considered a mum because that's going to grow back. Or if at the tip of the tail, the skin is peeled off and the bone could be seen. If there's flesh in between one section and the other section, which is the width of a finger, all these are considered mumen and the Bechar's puzzle and can be shech like regular and eaten. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up the mission of Vav and Zion. Continue to discuss for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.